In this presentation, we will continue our discussion of the 8-stage process of change with Dr. Bowler by examining step 2, creating a guiding vision. Within the presentation, Dr. Bowler will describe the step, how it is implemented, and why it is important. Dr. Bowler, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. Once there is the realization that change is necessary, that you've developed some urgency, it's important to find the key players in the organization that are going to be vital to making this change happen. And so you need to develop a team of those individuals who will help create the vision and sell that vision to the rest of the organization. The key players for this are not just those at the top of the organization, but these are social resources throughout the company. Whether they're key in the organizational chart or not is not really that important. It's people who are respected and trusted by lots of other people and liked and are social brokers, if you will. People who are important within the culture and the informal structure of the organization. These people can be difficult to discover because this isn't written down on paper. This isn't on the organizational chart. So you got to find those people that, first of all, buy into it early on, but also are key players within the structure of the relationships within the organization. It's important to look at things like trust and respect and the communication networks. You got to identify those brokers. You got to find people who are going to get excited and fight for the change and help you develop a new way of seeing the organization. It's also important to make sure that you don't employ people who are going to fight against you. So finding the right team to develop your vision and sell that vision is key before you take the next step.
Thank you for sharing your experiences and research on this important subject. We appreciate your time and we look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Thanks. I've enjoyed the questions.